I was sweating, man. Dog's like a sled dog.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is September 21st. The time is 10 a.m. We are on day 14. Congressman Potts, will you say our morning prayer?
Lord, we thank you for today. We just thank you for the opportunity to serve. Thank you for your willingness to be with us as we do. Just watch over us and guide us. Help us make good decisions today that impact the next generations. Lord, be with those who are sick.
Thank you. The next item on our agenda is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Kane.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rebord.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is approval of the journal.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the Journal of September 20th, 2022 as presented.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 No opposed. Motion carries. Thank
you. I abstain, Speaker. I wasn't present yesterday.
Thank you. One abstention. Next item on the agenda is reports of select committees. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, colleagues. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met this morning, September the 21st, to consider Bill Number ONCA 2296, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $2,491,552 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Paula Stabler, Congresswoman Paula Stabler. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes was Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Continue. Engrossment also looked at Bill Number ONCA 2287, an act to place limitations on the campaign donations to candidates running for an elected office of the Osage Nation. The sponsor was Congressman Eli Potts. Co-sponsor is John Maker. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes was Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Engrossment also looked at Bill Number ONCA 22100, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $891,790 of tribal funds and $127,750 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Paula Stabler. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes was Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Engrossment also looked at Bill Number ONCA 22109, an act to authorize and appropriate $114,492 to the Osage Nation Butcher House Meats in the American Rescue Plan Act funds for flooring improvements and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Eli Potts. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes was Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Next, we have reports of standing committees. Congressman Tillman.
Good morning, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. Culture Committee met yesterday, and we had the approval of the Osage Nation Veteran Memorial Commission appointee James Norris. Final committee action was candidate is qualified by education experience. There are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes was Tillman, Big Horse, Maker, Redcorn, Shaw, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Good morning, Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief in Congress. Commerce, Gaming, and Land met to discuss ONCA 2295. An act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $56,620,422 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. We met on September 8th, 15th, and 20th. I was the presiding officer. The final committee action was do pass with amendments. Yes votes from Rivard, Keene, Stabler, Tillman, Hamilton, and Lemon. We discussed section 11, the CDFI, section 12, CDFI board budget, DNR meat processing facility. We did have an amendment. Section 19, DNR harvest land with an amendment. Section 24, ENR services. We discussed the gaming commission. We had amendments. We actually had two amendments on that. Section 31, the gaming commission board budget. We discussed the gaming enterprise board budget, industrial park, which had an amendment, actually two. Section 46, the Osage LLC board budget. Section 49, real estate services. Section 53, tax commission, which had an amendment. Section 54, the tax commission advisory board budget. And finally, section 60, the visitor center, which contained one amendment. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. Speaker.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to commit ONCA 2295 to appropriations.
Second.
There's a motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. Thank you. Next, we have introduction of bills or resolutions. Seeing none. Our next agenda item is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Hamilton.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, and Assistant Chief, listening audience. Before I read this bill, and I just want to let you know, it's a federal grant with no tribal dollars appropriated to it. This is a grant that was awarded to the nation that will complement the NTIA $40 million grant we received earlier. This morning, I'm reading an ONCA 22-111, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $13,907,500 for the Rural Utility Service Reconnect Program of the United States Department of Agriculture for broadband and establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. I offer to be a courtesy sponsor for the judicial branch to request an assessment, which they need to, in order to get some federal funds to continue on with their new construction project. So I'll be reading in ONCR 2214, a resolution to support the Osage Nation participation in the BIA Office of Justice Services Court Assessment Program.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Stabler.
First, I need a clarification. Was that ONCR 2212 or 2214?
ONCR 2214.
14, thank you. I'd like to move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 22111 and ONCR 2214 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Are there any opposed? Seeing none, it passes and they will be placed on general order day two on today's agenda. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Rebar.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading ONCA 22-83, an act to authorize and appropriate, this is $2 million, isn't it? Didn't we amend that in committee? Okay, thank you. An act to authorize and appropriate $2 million to the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, everyone. Reading ONCA 22-107, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation in the community and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read ONCA 2290, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16 ONC Section 3105 and 3106 to allow benefits to accrue on a limited basis, to remove the enrollment period, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 22-101 is an act to authorize and appropriate a supplemental amount of $700,000 to the executive branch of ARPA funds for the purchase of land design, engineering, and construction of a senior housing complex in the town of Homney, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rebar.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading ONCA 22-102, an act to appropriate to the executive branch health support services in the amount of $2,149,173 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading ONCA 22-108, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16 ONC subsection 3-104 and 3-107 to add Medicare Supplemental Insurance Plan G and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read ONCA 2294, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $19,351,458 in tribal and non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. That is for sections 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, and 32.
Just, I wanted to clarify with the body so that everyone's on the same page. Now that all of these have been reported out, the original motion was to hold this ONCA 2294 on General Order Day 1 until all the sections have been reported out. They've all been reported out, so it will move forward tomorrow on General Order Day 2. Okay.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion, Speaker.
Okay.
Like to move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 22-107, 99, 101, 102, 88. No, excuse me, 108 and 109 on to General Order Day 2 on today's agenda.
Second.
going to repeat that, Congresswoman.
Okay.
So that the clerk can.
Sure.
Okay.
Move
to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and move ONCA 22107, 2290,
101, 102, 108, and 109. Okay, I don't know where I got that then. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Speaker, could you repeat that, please?
Yes, I can. The motion is to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 22107, 2290, 22101, 22102, and 22108. On general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
And it has a second. All of those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Are there any opposed? Seeing none, the motion carries, and those will all be advanced along with 22111 and ONCR 2214 on general order day two on today's agenda. We are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. We have ONCA 2274, an act to amend the Osage Nation Gaming Reform Act of 2007, 14 ONC section 12-105, to allow the Gaming Enterprise Board to hire legal counsel and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Keene. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, the bill will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 2284 is an act to provide an appropriation to Tribal Works for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $2,379,241 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Brevard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, the bill will advance to third reading after engrossment. We are now on bill number ONCA 22107, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to CASA of Osage and Pawnee Counties as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation and the community and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, the bill will advance to third reading after engrossment. We are now on ONCA 2290, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC 3-105 and 3-106 to allow benefits to accrue on a limited basis and to remove the enrollment period and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Page 2, lines 103 through 109, strike lines 103 through 109 and insert the following. Unused benefits for members under age 65 during any calendar year are forfeited and shall not accrue to the next calendar year. Members age 65 and over at the beginning of the calendar year shall be allowed to accrue up to 2 years of benefits and carry them over to the next current benefit calendar year. No accrual value shall apply to those individuals receiving the Medicare supplemental coverage.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd also like to make an amendment at page 1, line 30 through line 32, strike lines 30 through 32, and insert. Any member, whether adult or minor, parent or legal guardian, must submit a completed application / enrollment form annually during the enrollment period between October 1st and December 31st of each year to access benefits for the following calendar year. Applications may be accepted past the enrollment deadline upon applicant experiencing a life event, the birth of a child, the legal adoption of a child, or being named a guardian of any person by the court of law.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. That will be on tomorrow's agenda where amendments will be voted on and order received. The next we have before us is ONCA 22-101, an act to authorize and appropriate a supplemental amount of $700,000 to the executive branch of ARPA funds for the purchase of land design, engineering, and construction of a senior housing complex in the town of Hominy, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, the bill will advance to third reading after engrossment. We now have ONCA 22-102, an act to appropriate to the executive branch, for an appropriation to the executive branch health support services in the amount of $2,149,173 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, the bill will advance to third reading after engrossment. The next bill we have is ONCA 22-108, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16 ONC 3-104 and 3-107 to add Medicare Supplemental Insurance Plan G and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, the bill will advance to third reading after engrossment. The next bill we have before us is ONCA 22-111, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $13,907,500 for the Rural Utilities Services Reconnect Program of the United States Department of Agriculture for broadband and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, the bill will advance to third reading after engrossment. Next, we have ONCR 22-14, a resolution to support the Osage Nation participation in the BIA Office of Justice Services Court Assessment Program. I am the sponsor. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, the bill will advance to third reading after engrossment. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2287 is an act to place limitations on campaign donations to candidates running for an elected office of the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any other members wishing to speak for or against ONCA 2287? Seeing none, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. We covered this in committee, but I believe it's worth repeating so that the people know exactly why this bill is needed. $20,650 was raised in business donations during the primary election alone for the Osage Nation. $19,900 of that, or 96%, went to the incumbent candidate for at least one of those offices. At least $7,800 came from individuals who had contracts with the nation or an entity of the nation. More troubling, of the $28,950 reported in the same single reporting period for individual contributions of the incumbent candidate, $25,350 came from individuals the incumbent's office directly contracts with, has appointed to positions on our boards, who hold contracts awarded by appointees of those boards, and includes $11,600 from a single individual who is the CEO of a company contracting with our gaming enterprise. None of those individual contributions were legally disclosed as it should be in accordance with Osage Nation election laws. The employers were left off of that disclosure form. That's why I looked at it, and that's why I'm stating it again here today, because I believe that the people have a right to know. The election rules and regulations are very clear. All the other candidates properly reported the employer of their contributors, or at least made a reasonable effort to do so. That is why we need ONCA 2287. Section 1 of ONCA 2287 limits the amount that a single individual can contribute to one candidate. Section 2 prohibits corporate contributions in our political process. As requested, this section was amended to include a 14-day period to determine when a corporate contribution had been deemed accepted in order to be able to impose a fine. I believe that that language is strong. I welcome that input from the committee, and I'm glad we were able to make that change. Section 3 of ONCA 2287 specifically deals with limited liability companies. It states that no corporate partner to an LLC is allowed to contribute to our political process. But an LLC with individual owners that can be disclosed can be disclosed and are allowed to contribute to the process, as long as the contribution is limited or stated explicitly by the owner of that LLC. Section 4 of this bill prohibits any individual or business entity currently doing business with the Osage Nation from contributing to our election process. Section 5 deals with a donation limit per election cycle so that we lay clear ground rules moving forward. Section 6 deals with fines and violations for violation of any of the provisions of this law. As amended in committee, and again, I welcome that and appreciate the contribution. Any contribution that is not acceptable must be returned to the contributor, and the individual candidate themselves may end up paying a fine. I believe this law is needed. I think it complements the bill to ban anonymous donations that we supported yesterday. We learn from our past, and we have a lot to learn from this last election process. I hope that we can support this bill moving forward. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. The question is, shall the bill pass?
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Good Fox.
Yes. The bill passes and it will be advanced to enrollment. The next bill we have before us is ONCA 2296, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $2,491,552 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any other members wishing to speak for or against? Congresswoman, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2296 pass?
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Speaker Good Fox.
Yes. The bill passes and it will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 22-1. Oh, I'm sorry. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
It passes and it will be advanced to enrollment. Next, we have ONCA 22-100, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $891,790 of tribal funds and $127,750 of non-tribal funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against? Seeing none, Congresswoman, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 22-100 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Payne.
Yes.
Speaker Good Fox.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No opposed. It passes, and the bill will be advanced to enrollment. The next we have is ONCA 22-109, an act to authorize and appropriate $114,492 to the Osage Nation Butcher House Meats in ARPA funds for flooring and cleaning improvements. I'm sorry, I think that title is wrong. We struck cleaning.
Yes.
Okay. So that title is wrong. And to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against? Seeing none, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This bill is pretty straightforward and simple. Information was sent to the Congress regarding 13,458 square feet of the meat processing facility. This is specifically relating to the back half. That's more than a half. The back side of the building where processing takes place. There's been an issue with the flooring. The proper type of flooring was not put in when we built the building. And so there is an additional cost to go in and replace that flooring type. The total cost for the processing area is $107,664 at $6 a square foot, and then $2 a square foot for the coating removal that is currently there that needs to be replaced to provide sufficient safety for the employees. Myself and Congresswoman Stabler took advantage of an opportunity to tour the facility and visit with some of the individuals processing that day. They expressed the need for the flooring for safety concerns. To tradition, I reached out to the executive branch on 9/9 by email to obtain any incidence reports or at least a calculation of the number of incidence reports. 9/21, no response. I believe that it's happened as one of the main concerns that they expressed to all of Congress when we were invited was to wear proper shoes in the instance of the flooring. So I absolutely believe this is necessary. I've been there. I know it's necessary. The additional $6,828 covers the 1,133 square feet in the front market area. And then there are 15 feet of cracks that have also appeared that are needing to be replaced. I think this is the step in the right direction. It provides adequate flooring for the employees there that are doing a wonderful job. And I hope that our colleagues can support this. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall the bill pass?
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Good Fox.
Yes. It has an alternate effective date. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 No opposed. It passes. The bill will advance to enrollment. Next item on our agenda is motion and notices.
Yes, Speaker. The government ops meeting, let's go ahead and start at 10:50. Thank you. Immediately following session. Thank you.
Until 5 p.m.?
Until 5 p.m., yes.
Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. With your approval, I'll be having a Commerce, Gaming, and Land emergency meeting tomorrow from 3:30 to 5.
Thank you. Yes, I'll sign that. And that will that wrap up everything or no? No.
No, okay, ma'am.
You just need an additional day. Thank you. Okay. The next item on our agenda is adjournment.
Second.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 No opposed. Motion carries. We're adjourned until 10 o'clock tomorrow. Thank you.